Today's guest is Ryan Lesser from Innershift. And Innershift is, you might recognize the name if you've been listening to my podcast, but if you don't know, it is a company that I work with and partner with for my program, the Second Half Spark School. And their specialty is reading people. And they can look at a person and look at the facial features that a person has. And they also like to look at movement, just something very simple, like you walking back and forth on a video, and they can tell your personality type. They can tell the person that you are born to be. And they refer to that as your inborn personality versus a chosen personality, which we often adapt when we grow up and get into society and feel that for whatever reason, we need to put on a mask or wear a persona that makes us more accepted, more fit in for whatever reason, to do a job. But we have what's called, Ryan and I talk about this in the episode, but it's personality traits and characteristics. And we have ones that are our strengths and ones that are our weaknesses. And when we are not living our authentic self, we are pulling from our weaknesses, which actually can wreak havoc on us physically and definitely mentally. So if you are feeling stuck and miserable and out of place and just not living your best life, then it is quite possible that you are not living your aligned with your inborn personality. And so I had my own experience of learning that I was misaligned. And it's funny because when I first heard Alex on a podcast, Alex Paulos, who is the founder of Innershift, when I first heard him on a podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. I want to find out. Am I living my inborn personality or am I misaligned? And so it was quite a transformative experience. And so that is one of the reasons why I wanted my students in my program to experience it. And it has been incredible to watch the transformations that have resulted. And once you find out, it's a very quick trip to happiness. And so I thought it would be really fun. So Alex first came on and talked back with an episode 57, which I'll link up in the show notes. But I thought it would be really fun to have Ryan, who is co-founder of Innershift, come on and talk about two case studies, basically, of my students. We're not using names, but they have different personality types, but they were both living more predominantly a chosen personality versus their inborn personality. They were minimizing their strengths and maximizing their weaknesses. And it was creating a very unhappy situation, just feeling very unfulfilled and not passionate and like something was missing in their life. So now they know who they are and they're living that. And it's so amazing. And their relationships are better. And what they're attracting into their life is better. And so this methodology is pretty incredible. And so, yes, with no further ado, let's get to the episode and talk to Ryan and hear about these kind of real case studies of what happens when you are living your not when you're living your chosen personality or a chosen personality, and you actually discover who the real you is.
Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lies. And I have a special guest that I'm super excited about. Ryan Lesser is with Inner Shift, and he's going to talk. We're going to go into a lot more detail. As I said in the intro, I had Alex Paulos on, and he explained the methodology. So we're not going to go into explaining the methodology. Both Ryan and I have been majorly affected by the process, and then kind of like understanding who we really are and who we were born to be, and then kind of like operating from that place. And so I thought a good place to be. So welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes. So I thought where we'd start is you sharing a little bit about how you met Alex and how you found out about this process and how you came to co-found the company with him, because you are a completely different I wouldn't think you do this intense coaching, and I just knowing your background now, it wasn't kind of what you'd think a coach would do. So right. Why don't you share? Can you start just by introducing yourself?
Yeah, I'd love to. So believe it or not, I have a background in science. So I went to school, I got a bachelor's in astrophysics, and I went on to do a few years of grad school. And I love astronomy. That's, one of my main passions. But when I was going there, I had a friend, and we were having this really cool conversation. And I expressed to her that I had this question that had been eating at me. And that was, what makes people the way that they are? What makes some friends want to talk about interesting philosophical ideas when they're together, and other friends want to like shoot the breeze and talk about, their high adventure stories that they did over the weekend. So, and she's like, you know what? You should read this book. It's called Recognizing People by Alexander Paulos. And I said, okay. And she's like, you sound like, you're this personality type. I'm like, how do you know that? And he's like, well, he reads personalities from your face and your genetics. I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. So I got the book. I read it, completely fascinated, changed my whole perspective on life, relationships, how people communicate, interact, and it answered my question. This is why people the way that they are. They have these pre-wired genes and traits that make them think certain ways. And so it fulfilled me, and I decided to get in contact with Alex, and I started doing some consultations with him. And he answered a lot of my questions that I had. And eventually he trained me, and I fell in love with the whole system and decided to start a business with him. And so we got together and he invited me on. And now it's this really cool thing that we do and help people with. And it's very fulfilling. So,
yeah. And it's funny because he, for a long time, just didn't, he had this knowledge and he was, building his skill set and kind of doing it for free with people. And but it was like his really purpose. Mm-hmm. So that's so cool. I didn't know that you had read that 1,000 page book no longer exists. Yeah. So I'm excited. He says he's writing, he's in the process of writing, and hopefully will publish by the end of the year a new book. So yeah, I'll definitely have to have either you or him back on to talk about that and share it to the world. So I thought what would be fun to do with Ryan is to, because Ryan, in my program, the Second Half Spark School, I have, just a little bit of backstory. I think I talk about this in the episode with Alex, but I'll repeat it here, is I was listening to a podcast and of Alex sharing this methodology. And it was like, oh my gosh, I've got to contact this person. I've got to see what this is all about. Kind of like you, but there wasn't a book. Actually, I heard about the book on that podcast and I went to the website and it was like, there was like one copy and it was like $1,000. So I was like, oh, I don't know if that's it. But anyways, apparently somebody was trying to sell it as a resale, but anyways, So I had this profound experience in my doing and signing up for a typing session. And so what I did is because I had this program where I was helping people find their spark, and I wanted it to be a part of that. And so I, reached out to you and Alex and said, hey, can we partner together? Can you help? Because I can't read people. I don't know how to do that. So I want to learn more. And I've since gotten trained by Alex to be a better coach in terms of this methodology, but like I needed you guys to help me. And so it was so amazing to be able to like put together this ability to work together so we can help people. Yeah. And this is really the key that unlocks everything for my students. And I think I even had it later in my program, but I realized, oh my gosh, they need to know this before they start to do any of the work. Because they could be doing the work, operating with their chosen personality. So we'll get into that. But I wanted to use real life examples. I thought, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we actually, instead of just talking about it conceptually and our own personal stories, because, you know, when I knew it happened to me, I knew it happened to you. I knew that we got this either validation or we felt something when we had that experience and it changed us. Mm-hmm. But now I've witnessed it. I mean, I've witnessed it over and over happen to other people.
Yeah.
And it actually seriously changes lives, like transforms them almost immediately. I mean, it does sometimes take a little bit of a, you know, it's a little shocker sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I wanted you to hear your perspective, because obviously you've worked with a lot more people than I have. And I wanted to use two people. We're not going to call them by name, but they have two different personality types. And I thought it would be fun for Ryan and I go back and listen to their initial typing sessions and then talk about where they are today. And, you know, kind of where maybe that could kind of breakthroughs happened and what it was that they were doing that was causing them to be unhappy and stuck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how like stepping into their chosen personalities has changed things. So, yeah, I thought that would be fun. And Ryan was game.
Yeah, let's do it.
So where do you want to start? Do you want to just start by like just conceptually what happens usually when somebody comes in and requests a session?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So usually they have no real concept of what to expect, because this is such a unique experience, right? No one's ever said, hey, I can read your personality from your facial features and, you know, tell you all about yourself. So some of them are, you know, a little hesitant. They don't know. It's like, how much do you really know? It's like, we have to kind of reassure them. No worries. Like we don't know all your past trauma or anything like that, right? But there are some key things that we can know about you that can help you understand yourself at your core and differentiate that from the personality that you've chosen for yourself, which may be a little bit different, and help you reconcile the two and give you some tools so that you can become the best version of yourself, the most well-rounded, the one that can experience happiness and fulfillment. Because a lot of people that we meet with have buried that inborn personality part of themselves. And so we have to bring it out. We have to give them tools that help them live that way again, because sometimes they've been in it so long, they don't even realize it, right?
Especially so, for my audience and my students, because, you know, they're in their 60s and 70s mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So sometimes they've been in these jobs for 40 years, you know, and those jobs don't fully allow themselves to be who they really are. So we're kind of like their guides that help them see it again and give them ways to feel it again. And then they're able to have that inner shift, right? And come to see themselves accurately and just be happy. And a lot of these testimonials that we'll talk about that have come from your clients have, you know, they really show what transformation they've been able to experience. And it's really brought back the fire in their lives and given them purpose and meaning, right? Because we all have different personalities for different reasons, and we can all serve different functions based on those personalities that can bring us fulfillment. So it's about finding what we're good at and what we can do that can make us successful, and combining the two together and not just being confined to one, you know?
Yeah. One of them just told me, and it was such a great description, and she said, it's not like I'm pushing up the mountain anymore. She's like, I'm going down it, and I'm going fast, and it's fun. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, that's a really good analogy to use.
That is.
So yeah. And one of the things that I thought was we should bring up is the fact that so many people do identify when they take a personality test and they're like, oh, I'm a ES ESFJ. That's what I was like, I'm an ESFJ. And so we so like that. And then we read it and we're like, oh my gosh, that is, that's me. But it's like, and the way you describe it in this write-up you give to people before they do a typing session is it's like looking, it's like a funhouse mirror is the way you describe it. Like taking a personality test while looking in a funhouse mirror. And I think that's so, such a good analogy of what happens when you take a test, but you're operating in this non-authentic personality that you don't even realize you're doing.
Yeah. And the reason we say, yeah, that's me is because it's only a reflection of our chosen personality, the way we see ourselves right now, but doesn't mean it's accurate. Right. So it can be very eye-opening to receive some different information, and then slowly those shells come off and you realize, oh, wow. Yeah. This is real. Like I have been operating out of this false energy.
And because of this, so I had this Myers-Briggs and I would have them before you guys were a part of the program. And I would have them take the Myers-Briggs and, you know, and some people would, you know, transform, some people would, you know, have, and they were probably the people that were more living authentically than in their chosen personality now looking back. But like once we implemented the typing piece, I mean, it was like this, like snapping my fingers, the transformation could happen that fast. And so, and then everything like after that is wonderful. So yeah. So let's start with, and we're going to use acronyms for these case studies. Let's start with ES because ES was interesting, and ES had some emotion from finding out what her, that she was kind of living inauthentically. And it is sometimes a jolt to know, especially when you're older and you're like, oh my gosh, like I've wasted my life. Or so how, what do you say to somebody who kind of has that initial feeling of, oh my gosh. And with her in particular, she, I think felt, because she expressed to me afterwards that she cried afterwards because she was so afraid she was being judged by you. Like she, that you were thinking, oh my gosh, she's been living inauthentically and she's a real loser. I mean, that's what was going through her mind. Cause she's like, oh, why have I done this to myself kind of thing. And so I think there's that hypercritical self that happens when with some people when they go through this.
Yeah. And you know, it's only a part of her personality. She, her personality type can tend to be very hard on themselves, and that's completely normal and natural, you know? And it's hard for them to fully express that when they're with you, but you know, you just have to be very reassuring with them, which I tried to be with her and I hope I was, but you're just letting her know, hey, none of your life is a waste. You know, like you've done some great things. And another thing is it's never too late. And I told her that it's never too late to change, to come out, to experience happiness and fulfillment. And you can always do that. We're, there's parts of us that are more inborn. They're harder to change. But once we accept those parts of ourselves, then we can change. And there's plenty of parts of ourselves that are able to flourish and change. And it's, our system doesn't confine you. It's not about confining you to a box or putting a label on you and saying, this is who you are. And you can't go outside of that. It's about giving you the tools to free yourself to be your best self. So,
yeah. And so we have these characteristics, right? These characteristics, and there's kind of like, how would you describe it? Kind of like a spectrum. So that, and so can you describe that? You're probably better at it than me.
Oh, just the fundamentals of our system.
Well, yeah, that based on your personality type and the spectrum, you might be using, and I think you when you share the write-up, you call them all stars and bench players. And so, yeah, there's like, I think you, because I watch your typings, because the way this works with us is that they do Zoom calls. So that's when the typing session, and it's recorded. So it's super beneficial that the person can actually re-listen to it, because when we started early on, there was only audio and the person would have to do it. And it was like, if they forgot and they're taking notes, there would be stuff that they would miss. And so it's so very, very valuable to have this recording, because when you're in the moment of hearing about yourself, there's a lot of stuff you miss, and you listen back a couple times and you hear new things. And so when I watch you do this, it's so amazing, and you're so sweet, and you're like, there's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. It's just like understanding what your all-star trait is. Mm-hmm. And then navigating the world better, knowing that, this awareness, right?
Yes, yes. And we tell people, you are a coach of your team of personality traits, right? You have these all-stars. They're your natural born strengths. You could say those traits that come naturally for you. It's kind of like swimming downstream. You could do it all day. You don't get tired, right? And then you have some bench warmers that kind of watch the bench. They're a little bit weaker. They're still a part of you, and you can play them when it's necessary. Like, for instance, if you need to take your all-stars out to rest them for a while, or say there's some external pressures that are requiring you to play a certain personality trait, you can put that trait out there. But it's more like swimming upstream. You know, you get tired after a while. It's a little bit harder to do for longer periods of time. That's why a lot of people who say, you know, I like people, but I just need to go home and recharge my batteries. You know, like I can't do it for forever. So that's one example of that. But yeah, everyone is we teach people how to be a good coach of your full team, so that you can strengthen those bench warmers and know when it's appropriate to play that versus an all-star and just be more well-rounded.
Yeah. And what I found too, is it helps relationships so much. I've had students come back and say, oh my gosh, now I understand my coworkers. Like you, when you learn about these, you're like, oh, my coworker is that. And that's why we kind of our communication is kind of sometimes difficult, because I'm more roundabout and they're more direct. And I always feel like they're so rude, but that's just, that's one of their all-star traits. I happen to be one of those like rude people. So. No. But I kind of knew that. That wasn't any surprise to me when I found out. I mean, just like very point to the point.
Just direct.
Direct.
Yeah. And other direct people appreciate that. That's how they want to be spoken with, you know? Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have a friend who's an indirect speaker, and he has a boss who's a direct speaker. And he says learning how to speak directly to him was like nails on a chalkboard for him, you know, but he's like, once I did it, my boss seemed to like me like 100 times better. So it's like,
oh my gosh, promotion.
Raise.
All right. Okay. So ES, she was meant to be warm and really casual in her speech and not direct. And, and she had to mold herself. And a lot of times this comes from like society and circumstance and that sort of thing. And she was single, had to be a single mom. And so was put kind of in this role that caused her to use that kind of bench player trait. So do you want to speak to that? And what you noticed in that, as you were having that conversation with her and sharing her inborn personality with her?
Yeah. So, you know, her type, they often have to change the way they are to fit a lot of jobs that are out there, which is kind of unfortunate. It's just one thing that their type has to deal with, but it ends up taking a toll on their health, both mentally and physically, if they do it for too long. And she's a great example of that. So we could actually see from her photos that she was overworking a lot of her bench warmer traits, right? She was trying to put those in for too long, partly because of all the jobs that she had had, but also some things that she had experienced too. So for instance, she always felt like she had to change who she was to be liked by other people as well, right? She's a people pleaser. She even said, I feel like I've been a people pleasing doormat all my life, right? And when
that's why she was so worried about what you thought.
Yes, exactly. That was her inborn personality. Yep. Mm-hmm. So when that happens to a type like hers, they get burned out. And instead of being the warm and optimistic, sunshiny person that they're meant to be, they can become more distant and more blunt in their speech, more direct, and kind of turned off to the idea of interacting socially with others. So that's how she was seeing herself.
And that's how she was being.
Yes. She was operating out of that energy.
Yeah. Which fortunately she recognized was something she didn't want in life anymore, which led her to sign up for the second half Spark School. But yeah, she was miserable, as she said. And so would you say that when somebody is not living authentically, then that tends to be maybe something that they feel?
Yeah, they can either see it or not. Sometimes we ask them questions to help them see that, but they know deep down that they're not fulfilled. They can feel that, you know. She said that she felt angry and miserable, right? And it wasn't until after she had gone through this program with you that that light kind of turned back on and she felt the warm fuzzies again. So it's a process, right? It's a process of transformation. So I was helping to help her see where that had happened and what she could do to change it. So she said that she was working a lot of office jobs and she had been an entrepreneur for a while, you know, which is great, but she was stuffed in a basement. Right. So she wasn't able to go out and do the things that her type's meant to do or that she wanted to do. And none of those things allowed her to fully step into her type. She was more pushing papers, focusing on facts and figures rather than interacting with people or nurturing relationships.
And by herself. All by herself.
So no wonder she saw herself as an objective introvert who doesn't like people, you know. So she was also holding on to a lot of pain and just due to these bad experiences and these roles that she was forcing herself into, it kind of put those blinders on where she wasn't able to see her inborn personality correctly. So really at her core, who she's meant to be is someone who's a warm, friendly person that lights up the room, that makes, that brings people together and helps them feel included. And, you know, it's very nurturing and ignites passions in people and helps them find their calling. So being someone who doesn't take life so seriously, she was now in this mindset where I have to work, you know, and that's how she saw herself, just this workhorse. And she was taking life very seriously. Right.
And so, sometimes with, you know, we're talking about jobs and sometimes when you're really skilled at something and it's not really aligned with your authentic personality, you can confuse that, right? With, oh, that must be who I am because I'm good at that, but it mislead you.
Right. It was something more she learned to do, which isn't bad because it can get you places, right? It can bring you success, but not always bring you fulfillment. So that that's
like my story. Yeah. And totally in the wrong kind of job for 35 plus years. So it was really, and so the, to me, when, and I can watch this too, because there's a student, one we're not going to talk about today, but I remember being on a call with her when Alex, because I do this bonus where they can ask questions to him. And he was describing her, she had had her session, but it, you know, she went a little deeper with him and she was like, her jaw actually dropped. Like you could physically see her jaw, like go down. And she's like, how do you know that? She goes, nobody knows that about me. Nobody's ever talked to me and really understood me like that. And it's like so crazy that just from looking at a set of pictures and a short video of your movement is, can be totally, you know, who you really are.
Yeah. Very revealing, not only of your inborn personality, but the facade that you're wearing. The personality mask that you've been holding on to, we can see that too.
And in that case, she knew she was withholding who she was, but she was doing it deliberately. You know, a lot of it is unaware, but she was doing it deliberately because she didn't think she would be accepted. Because I think she had some rejection in her life for when she was trying to be who she really was. So she was, unlike a lot of people, very aware of what she was doing, but she didn't understand how much I was harming her.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Thank goodness.
But she was freed, you know, in that moment, she like understood that it's okay to be who you really are. You're really not going to find the happiness that you want and deserve if you don't stand in that.
Yeah.
You're born to be that. So there's a reason. Right.
Sometimes we, to help them see that, we have to ask them certain questions. Like for instance, with ES, what I did with her is I said, hey, if you had all the money in the world and no responsibilities, what would you do? You know, what would you do with your time? And that question often helps people step back and see themselves more objectively. It takes them away from those contexts, those specific situations where it's hard to say, well, I'm this way in this situation. I'm this way with my family, this way with my friends, right? So I helped her step away from that and just said, if you had all the money that you ever want, you could do anything, you go anywhere, what would you do? And she said that she'd love to go travel the world and experience new things and plan spontaneous off-the-cuff vacations, which is in line with her inborn personality. And it's the part she'd been suppressing. So I helped her to recognize that that's the real her. And the other client you were talking about was the same way, you know, very similar.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, she's talking to me about all the things that she couldn't do because of COVID, right? And she didn't notice it, but it slipped out of her mouth when she was talking to me. She said that when all this COVID stuff is over, hopefully I can just go play again, right? And that's a real buzzer word for her type, because her personality is born to play and have fun. So just talking about those things was making her start to smile and laugh. And I could see her inborn personality start to light up and come out, which was very different than when we started the call.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the two people we're talking about have different personality types, but there's some similarities, which mm-hmm. is very true of there's some personality types that are complete opposites, but there's some that have, you know, kind of overlays, I guess you will. And so the second person who we're calling SF, she's very much a rule follower. Mm-hmm. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
I could share my perspective of kind of, cause I, you know, when they come into the program for the first time and just seeing them and how they behave on the coaching calls. Mm-hmm. And she, I can tell, like, when she got typed, I was like, of course, cause she's showing up that way on the calls.
Yes. Yeah. So with SF, unlike the first two clients we were talking about, her personality is actually born knowing how to work and has to learn how to play. So she can really get into the thick of processes and structures and organization, doing things that are very detail oriented. Heck, she was in engineering, which is awesome. But where her type often gets hung up is having a good relationship with uncertainty. Because her type tends to worry a lot. They're big worriers. They think about all the things that could go wrong. So she was wondering what life would hold for her after this transition, because she was transitioning out of her career. And she was like, what do I do now that I'm retired? Right? How do I spend my time? How do I be fulfilled? Which is a wonderful question for us, because that's exactly what we help people with. So we helped her understand the law of the harvest, which is you have to plant those seeds, right? The beginning of the year, the farmers plant the seeds with the trust and the faith that if they nurture it, right, and they take care of it every day, that it's going to grow and it's going to produce fruit. So her type needs a lot of certainty and structure to feel comfortable branching out and trying new things. So what I told her is all you got to do is model your behavior after someone who's been successful. You don't have to copy them, but model your behavior and do the things they've done to become successful, and then make it your own. And you can have the utmost assurance and trust that you can be just as happy and successful as they are, right? So if you follow those patterns, you can have your own baby of sorts and be able to find something that fulfills you. And that seemed to really help her. We also talked about boundaries and how it can be hard for a type to say no, because she also likes to people please, like the other client, because she has a trait that makes her that way. So she is a very self-sacrificing type. She gives a lot of her time and her energy to people who need it, but often at the expense of herself. So being able to learn how to set boundaries and using the wisdom and when to say no and how to say no was important for her. We actually did two sessions with her, and we noticed a shift in her energy from the first to the second time.
Yes.
And she was smiling more. She seemed more upbeat. She's willing to learn, engage. She was actually taking notes, you know. And didn't you say you noticed something similar in her call?
Yeah, very serious, very, like, you know, just checking it out, like, you know, is this going to be like, is it believable almost?
Yeah.
Like questioning that it would work, because kind of like doubting that it was really possible. And I think also she was very afraid of rocking the boat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that I see that, and I wonder if they are her type, because that's one of their biggest fears, is doing something that's going to upset the apple cart.
Yeah. Yep. They want things to make sense, and they don't like, they're very uncomfortable with going outside the box and, you know, mixing things up, because they like stability and certainty for long periods of time. They're very consistent, and that's one of their strengths, but can also hold them back from branching out.
Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, knowing what I know now about her type and seeing her transform, was that it was like a face of cautiousness, mm-hmm. and a face of maybe a little fear,
yeah.
as well. And so that is exactly, and then she just like got so comfortable and so much more smiling, much more being okay with change. And it was just so incredible to watch her,
yeah.
and then start to attract, you know, that's what happens, mm-hmm. is that you don't attract anything when you're in that place of misalignment, I call it.
Yeah.
But then when you get aligned and it's easy and everything's flowing, then, you know, your kids start liking you better. You know, a lot of these people have adult kids and there's conflict.
Uh-huh.
And gosh, they kind of got a new mom out of the whole deal.
Yeah. That's so for them. That's
yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I remember listening to her testimonial too with you. She said she'd felt like she'd been holding herself back. And now that she knew her inborn personality, she knew what she needed to do to nourish that part of herself and help it grow. And she said it lit her up, and now she could step into it. So mm-hmm. I was very proud of her. That was a good step. Very good step.
Yeah. And I think one of the advantages of going through it together with other people that my program allows is that when they see other people, because ES happened very fast. Uh-huh. She turned on a dime, even though she had a lot of emotion and she cried, and it took her a couple of days to process it. You know, uh-huh. I've been through it and seen it enough that I was like, okay, this is what you can expect. And like, I think that you saw my email, because we were talking about it to prepare for this episode, but kind of like talking her off the ledge.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Like she re-listened to it and she just flipped like a switch. And then the other people saw her and witnessed it. So you are actually witnessing this and then knowing it's possible for you. So if there's any resistance at all to the process, you know, you see other people where it's working. And then I think that happened with her. I think that happened with SF, is that she started to trust the process because she saw other people.
Yeah. And it helps her type too, to have that certainty when she's doing it with others, because her type likes unity and togetherness. And if we're all doing it together, then heck, why can't I? Right. So that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's quite a gift that, you know, what Alex has discovered in his many, many years of research and application, and then what you guys have created together in Inner Shift. And I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to work with you, and that, you know, you gave me, because when I first did the session with you guys, and it was in a group Zoom, that was the format at the time. And then I paid for extra time, and I Alex was the one who typed me at the time. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he did the ones that were not aligned, that were mistyping themselves. I think that was me. And so when I talked to him, it was so like validating. I was just like, so felt so validated that I got like this permission, because at the time I was still in my corporate job, and I was trying to make a decision whether to go all in with my business. And it was just like, he gave me almost this blessing of, you know, you're the type that is meant to create something. I was like, oh my God, you know, it's just like so much of what I needed to hear at the time. And yeah. So I guess I feel like he's in some ways responsible. I might've done it anyways, but I'm like, oh my gosh, he gave me so much more courage. I think when you get that endorsement of this is who you're meant to be, it gives you like freedom to like say, okay, I'm going to go for it then.
Yeah. Freedom and permission. Like, this is who you can be. This is your potential. You can step into it. Go for it. You know?
Yes. Yes. That's what he said. He said, and he made the comment of, if you want to, you know, it's like, but yeah. this is what you can be or what you can do. This is what you have the potential for.
Yeah.
But some people are too afraid to do that. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it was pretty powerful. And it was very short. You can do it's not a long process. It's very amazing how quick. And then of course you guys offer more in-depth coaching. And I always like to share my story of and I could speak to her name, Nancy Dubay, because she's the one who had physical issues with her bison humps, which she had these cysts on her, and she paid for an extended call with Alex, and it was like overnight that this hump that she had for 10 years disappeared.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing how much the physical body and the mind are interconnected?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I didn't know her and she wasn't in my school, I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't believe it. I get chills now. Every time I tell that, I get chills. And I remember her messaging me that morning. And she's like, you're not going to believe this. And I Googled, what is a bison hump? I didn't know what a bison hump was. But yeah, it's like, and that tells you that when you are not operating from your all-star traits and your inborn personality, it can do a number on your body.
Absolutely.
Without you even knowing it.
Yep. Yep. They're so connected.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's great work you do. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have another discussion about it. I could talk about this stuff all day and all night. So fascinating.
Same.
Yeah. So thanks so much. And we'll be seeing you soon because we have a new group coming in.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori. I'm excited for that. It's a pleasure. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.